Quiet Mind, Day 46, The Madness We Must Outgrow. Humanity's crisis is a call to awaken. Is humanity ready to bloom from within? Can we drop the dead weight of our conditioned minds and rise like feathers into a lighter state of being? Transparent, clear, open to the light of consciousness? It sounds poetic, but it's a real question. Because the real transformation we need now isn't a new gadget, a new leader, or a better algorithm. It's an inner revolution, a shift so profound, so radical, that the blossoming of the first flower would look like child's play in comparison. And maybe, just maybe, we're more ready now than we've ever been. Why? Because the dysfunction has reached a boiling point. The madness can't be ignored anymore. Our suffering has grown too loud, our cleverness too dangerous, our avoidance too costly. We've engineered ourselves into a corner, and now the only way out is in. That's what this book is about. Not giving you new ideas to play with, but shaking something loose inside you. It's not meant to be interesting. Interesting is safe. This book is a portal, and you're either ready to walk through or you're not. But if you are, you won't be the same on the other side. Even a single glimpse of awakening changes the entire trajectory of your life. And as more people awaken, the collective momentum builds. It gets easier for the next person. Suffering may have started the process for you, or maybe it was a teacher, a loss, a moment of stillness. Whatever cracked the door, this book helps you step through. But to awaken, you must see clearly what you're awakening from. The ego isn't just a concept, it's your default mode, a crafty imposter that wears your name and uses your voice. And unless you recognize it, it'll keep running the show, pretending to be you. That's why part of waking up is becoming aware of how the ego speaks, thinks, and acts. Not to fight it, but to see it. The seeing is the undoing. You can't argue with darkness, you turn on the light. Ancient traditions from around the world agree on two uncomfortable truths. First, the normal human mind is deeply dysfunctional. Call it illusion, call it suffering. It's a kind of collective delusion or misery that humans have been swimming in for ages. Second, there's a way out, but not through more thinking, through awakening. And yes, we've done amazing things with our minds. Music, literature, science, technology. But all that brilliance has been tainted by the same madness. We split atoms, not just to power cities, but to vaporize them. We build machines smarter than us, then feed them our worst fears. We've hurt each other in numbers and with cruelty the world has never seen. Look at the 20th century. Over 100 million people killed by other people. Not disease, not natural disaster, just pure ego gone berserk. World wars, genocides, ideological purges, systemic cruelty, all for minds lost in their own illusions, projecting their unconscious pain outward and calling it justice, glory, or truth. And the madness hasn't stopped. It's just gotten slicker, faster, and more global. We poison our air and water while scrolling past rainforest fires on our phones. We cage animals and call it business. We devour the earth, pretending we're separate from it. That's not civilization. It's collective self-sabotage. If Earth were a person and humanity were her tenant, we'd have been evicted ages ago for reckless endangerment. If this were one person's psychiatric file, we'd call it criminal insanity, delusions, paranoia, violence, chronic dysfunction, with moments of brief clarity. So here we are, still brilliant, still dangerous, and finally perhaps just conscious enough to know we're lost. And that knowing, painful as it is the beginning of the cure. The question now isn't, will humanity awaken? The question is, will you? Because that's where it starts. One presence at a time, one awakened mind holding space for a new world to be born.